good to have you here. We're going to take a break from our study in Acts. We're going to skip over a couple chapters or a couple books over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So I hope you can pull your Bibles out and locate those. Let's pray. Father, I just ask that as we continue to, in this time of thoughtful reflection upon your work upon the cross and the thing that you did in securing our salvation, the fact that you've called us out, you've chosen us, you've sought out a relationship with us, that, Father, that your desire is to know each one of us individually and that we can respond to you. I just pray, God, that as we pause now to look at your word, that you might reveal yourself to us, that we might experience the presence of your Spirit, that he will be our teacher, and that he will guide us into the truths that you would have us learn today. I ask, God, that each heart will be open to hear what you have to say. In Christ's name, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Paul is writing to the Corinthians. He says, he's continuing on. He's been kind of talking about them for 15 chapters here, or 14 chapters. He comes out, says, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand." Now, just pause for a second. He says he wants to remind them. You know, and every now and then, you know, sometimes you think, you know, all I do is I come back to church and I hear the same thing over and over again. You know, the same story, and especially on Easter, because Easter is always about the resurrection. So you think, oh, I've heard this story before. Isn't there something new? Can't we go to season 2 yet? And, you know, you start wondering, you start thinking about it. And you wonder here now, Paul is saying, I want to remind you. And think about that for a second. I think it's Paul is realizing it's important for us to be reminded of what we've learned in the past. It's important for us to go back and revisit. And I want you to take a second here and figure out why Paul is saying that. Why does he feel compelled to remind them of the truths that he's going to talk about here in just a second? Well, one of the things that if you go back in this chapter in the book of Corinthians, and if you've studied it, you kind of know this, but if you are new to Christianity, you're new to the Bible, you're new to the writings of Paul, then you may not understand the nature of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians was a book in which, you know, Paul had been there, he had shared the gospel with them, and things got going great in that church, and Paul went on, he went to some other places and established other churches, and then word came back to him. He goes, wait, I'm hearing things that aren't right. And if you go back to chapter 1, and you can begin looking at all the things. You just scan through the book of 1 Corinthians, you see Paul talks to him. He says, first of all, you're talking about leadership. You're comparing leaders. You're saying, who's more important, Apollos or Paul or, you know, whoever, okay? And you know, sometimes we do the same kind of thing. Well, you know, I heard Greg Laurie preach when I was 15, and you go back and you hear all the, talk about all the great preachers you've heard and sat under and that you've listened to, and sometimes you start comparing them to other preachers, okay? And I hope you guys don't compare me to any other preachers. You know, I just hope so, you know, because I need a lot of grace. But here he is. He's saying, he's scolding them. He says, you can't. He says, the church is founded on a foundation of Jesus Christ. And he goes on, he talks about other things. He scolds them, reprimands them for sexual immorality in the church. He reprimands them for the fact that they're not celebrating the Lord's Supper correctly. He reprimands them and tells them that, you know, these are things that I didn't teach you these things. And he says to him, you're not using the gifts correctly. And he spends several chapters and tells them that the greatest gift that God's given to us, the more central thing other than any spiritual gift, is love. Because that was the message of Christ, that we can love one another. And he talks to them about that throughout this passage. And up here until this chapter 15. And he's going back, and so he says, look, we got to go back to the beginning. We got to start at the very basics, the foundation of your faith. And I want to remind you of those truths. You've been distracted. You've been following after all sorts of wrong things, and you guys have messed up. Let's get back to the basics. You know, when I was a, believe it or not, I was a kid, okay? And when I was a kid, I participated in archery. Any bow shooters out here? Any few of you, okay? Well, I did target stuff. I'll have to tell you sometime about the rabbit I hunted, but you don't want to hear that story today. But I used to do target shooting, and you know, and I'd gotten okay. I stayed pretty much in the bullseye, you know, most of the time, and had gone down to the smaller target, and you know, 20 yards you go and you shoot. And I was doing this archery, and one day, I was all over the target. I was out in the outer circle. A couple arrows missed the target completely. And I'm going, what is wrong with me? Why can't I do this? And I'm sitting there bracking my brain. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And one of my instructors came by and says, Curtis, don't worry about what you're doing wrong. Just make sure you're doing it right. Just do it right. Focus on right. That's what Paul's saying. You guys, we talked about what you did wrong. We're done with that. Let's not think about what you've done wrong. Now let's focus upon doing it right. And he says, I want